Blink Publishing presents Why Can't I Just Enjoy Things? A Comedian's Guide to Autism. Written and read by me, Pierre Novelli. With thanks to my parents, who explained the world to me. Note to the listener. A brief note on terminology. I use Asperger's syndrome when quoting or describing people or conversations that used that term. Otherwise, I will use autism and autism spectrum, and avoid, where possible, using ASD or autism spectrum disorder in order to avoid legitimizing the idea of a disorder as opposed to simply a different neurotype. For accuracy, I have still used ASD when quoting or discussing official medical literature or policy. I have used non-autistic instead of neurotypical on occasions where I believe I am describing something exclusive to autistic people and not more generally to both autistic people, people with ADHD, etc. But these differentiations are always up for debate. There are many elements of autism that I couldn't fit into the book and infinite perspectives out there that I cannot lay claim to, so please forgive me for missing out anything that you feel I should have included. Introduction. The best heckle I ever had. When you are a professional stand-up, the most common question people ask is, what's the best heckle you ever had? The second most common question is whether you're a full-time stand-up or a contributing member of society who does open mics a few times a year. People want to know if they're talking to a bold hobbyist or a true weirdo, and fair enough. It's bad business to puncture popular myths, but I find confirming people's cheerful misapprehensions, even when the misapprehensions benefit me personally, to be total agony. So here we go. In fact, I had to learn to stop correcting people when they claimed my career was doing better than it was. These were people who I wanted to think I was doing well. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with me? Let them think the good thing, as long as it's not something provably false. I mean, you don't want to look like a liar. I'm stressed thinking about it. Anyway, the terrible truth is that 99% of heckles are absolute dogshit. If the public was truly consistently funny, there would be no demand for stand-up. Everyone would just sit around the dinner table being spectacularly witty, like characters in an American sitcom. Every now and then, a comedian will tell an anecdote about a particularly witty audience member or someone out in public, often on a bus. Generally, these stories are outright fiction. The comedian has imagined something witty for a given situation and has contrived to put their own carefully honed words into a random mouth, thereby boosting the perceived funniness of the comment. A filthy insult from someone who spent days writing it is embarrassing, but it's delightful off the cuff from a kindly pensioner. Context is everything, and sometimes comedians make up the context or spice up the disappointing, realistic dialogue that the public provided. Warning signs that the heckle story you are hearing is bullshit are the use of any phrase such as a voice from the back, clear as a bell, quick as a flash, any reference to a precocious child or an eccentric pensioner, or the story taking place in Glasgow or Liverpool, two cities that are, rightly or wrongly, obsessed with their own reputations as citadels of wit. My own experiences of heckles is that they are generally committed by the sort of men who make awkward, ill-judged remarks in WhatsApp groups, or the funniest bloke in the office. Men heckle to prove something about themselves to their social group and to test the comedian. So even if they lose the battle of wits, it was only as part of demonstrating their authority as examiner. They don't generally want to destroy the gig, but they do want to spray their scent on the evening as a whole. Women do sometimes heckle, but are generally doing so because they are sincerely, personally offended by the comedian and wish to destroy them, if not derail the whole show. Ask any comedian if stag do's or hen do's are worse, you will see. Both men and women will also heckle when paralytically drunk, but these are more noises than words, and so are useless for comedic purposes. Trying to be witty in response to a senseless howl is like quoting Oscar Wilde at a barking dog. So, caveats aside, this is the story of the best heckle I have ever had. The year was 2022. The gig was called Comedy Den. It was a small hipster night in the basement of a Bristol craft beer bar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?